from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I am shocked that this is hitting not with a thud, but with a dud, which is good. You know they're running on two things, abortion and democracy. Trump is going to end the world, that ongoing, and they're still going to try to go for abortion, but this takes a lot of the steam out of it. What you may not know, I got this morning, that when Republicans get together in a short while for their convention, the platform committee, which controls what is the position of the party, I know people don't read platforms, but the Democrat and the media will seize on it, but Trump is ahead of them. The people will be chosen by Trump and by, you know, his minions to write the platform. You're not going to have people on there that are going to insist on the Republican platform that's been for the last X number of conventions. In other words, you're going to have people on that platform that are going to say, this goes back to the states. That's where it belongs. They can tout life. They can tout that as the goal, but that it goes back to the states. That's where we're going to end up with this. Now, this is not as monumental a day. I remember it came at the end of June. I was off that day. The Dobbs decision came down, but the New York Times and others are still citing that. You know, the Dobbs decision is still fresh in the minds of. How's it fresh in the minds? It's over 2 years old. It happened yesterday. It went back to the states. So if you see this going back to the states, doesn't that underline what was done with the other decision, that it's the same thing? And we almost never get, at least, you know, some people will still email and go after me. You can't be pro-life and take the position you're taking here. I think this is where the Republican Party ought to be. Trump has managed this much better than, say, a DeSantis and some others. He has said he's pro-life, but he's talked about this going state by state. That's exactly what the previous decision said. Now, this one is a little bit different in that the pill is going across state lines. I get that. But also, this brings up the telehealth part. A lot of articles, Wall Street Journal and others, how telehealth widens access to the abortion pill. Without telehealth, 1 in 7 women would have to drive over 200 miles to the nearest provider, they say, in states that are where abortion, at least under many circumstances, might be illegal. So I see this as a big day. This was the last piece of the puzzle. I don't think the Supreme Court is going to say a president, in this case, Trump, has total immunity. I think that might be on the last day of the term and the end of June that we get that. But this is way ahead of everything else. And I'm asking you, how do you feel about this? Again, big picture, this helps tremendously. I thought this was going to be, and it was unanimous. That means Alito, Thomas, and these others said no. They're giving lie to the media again that all they want to do is stop women from having abortions. They could have easily have said something in here that would have indicated the across state line. They could have found some fig leaf to hide under here, and they did not. What they did is they said, no, this is an issue for the FDA. And if you want it to be different, then you might have to have a different head of the FDA in order to rule on this. And that's what elections are about. But Trump's not going to say, hey, if you appoint me, I'll put a head of the FDA and that'll stop that abortion pill. They're going to say Trump is going to say that. But let's review this whole thing. It shows that Trump, you know, despite some of the wild stuff he says at rallies that I don't think are helpful to him, when it comes to the real make or break stuff like this, he's handled it masterfully. When it comes to the VP choice, he's not going to make something wild just to appeal to the base. He's not going to do that.
Doug Burgum.
Well, okay, that's a little bit too tepid. You know, that's like Trump is schizo. You know,
he's eyebrows, Dom, man.
I know. I don't want Burgum either. All right. So, by the way, what's the name walked last night in the congressional game? Byron Donald.
Oh, did he?
Yes.
I can't believe I forgot to turn. I was watching the Phils.
You'll see the footage. It's up on Twitter. I may have posted it.
Yeah, check it out.
I think there was a pinch runner pretty quickly there, though. And Greg Stubbe, the congressman, Danny.
Stubbe!
He pitched okay. He looked good. And he was wearing a giant MAGA hat as he faced the Democrat players. The Republicans won last night 31-11. Oh, my God.
What?
31 runs. Those Democrats
are
bad.
I didn't expect it to be that bad. I knew we were going to win, but geez. Yeah.
I know. I think the proposal next year is that the Democrats be able to throw the ball from 20 feet. The pitcher's mound will be moved up. I mean, we can't have this. You would think they'd be
Republican of Florida, and that's Aaron Bean, Republican of Florida, now running for Winthrop at first base.
I love it's like a full-on broadcast on C-SPAN.
Oh, yeah.
For the first time, Florida 19, Southwest Florida, Naples, Fort Myers.
Sorry. Oh, my God.
Donald's originally from Brooklyn, played in one game. He was 0-for-1 last year.
Oh, Donald. Come on, Byron.
He's volunteered as a coach in youth football and basketball leagues.
It stays away for Padilla.
I love the little factoids. Like
yeah,
it's like Little League World Series.
He will be having a cigar around the fourth inning today.
He enjoys playing his Xbox 360 on the weekend.
Yeah, exactly.
It certainly could be an option.
All right.
Yeah,
struggle so,
ball three. Yeah.
Not much coverage of this. You know, I think if Democrats had won, there would be coverage. But, man, 31-11. I don't know how you gave up 11 to the...
At what point do you stop watching? To begin... you tune in wanting to watch a good game, right?
I mean, I watch it for the spectacle. I wish I didn't see a lot of well-known Congress people.
No.
Come on now. If Tlaib and AOC and Omar and Nancy Pelosi is doing something there, you're going to watch that. Yeah.
Oh, I made some nice contact, but foul ball here.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, I have a Democrat Representative Lofgren saying that this new ruling, abortion ruling, doesn't mean that women of America are free, if you want to hear that.
Yeah, let's hear. Lofgren is from the West Coast, I think. What did she say about it?
Well, you know, kind of wondering, why did they take this made-up case to begin with? This was a made-up case for an agenda, and it was bizarre that they took it. And I think obviously it was a hot potato. Now they've gotten rid of it. But it doesn't mean that the women of America are free. As we know, Donald Trump recently celebrated the overturning of Roe v. Wade as a beautiful decision. And so he really is in favor of the federal government deciding these very personal decisions for women and their families across the United States.
No, lady. Just people like you. He is saying that the states, meaning the legislatures, you're a legislator, you decide stuff every day, way too much. No. She's not lying. She's just incompetent. She wants the federal government to decide. The federal government, he's not deciding that. That's exactly what we're not saying. It's the state. That's exactly what we're talking about. All right. Now, a couple of things. We may hear from Mayor Ernie. We told you yesterday it was breaking news that this group wanted to sell tickets to the Wildwood beaches at some designation, have twerking contest,
ooh,
and a boxing ring on the beach. Like, this is going to fly in Wildwood.
An unsanctioned boxing parking event.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I could see Scott Presser. Well, I can still register him to vote. We're hearing rumors. I thought I heard it this morning that Jay-Z is going to be in town today, and this is causing tremors across the board. This school vouchers, anti-scholarships, anti-let these kids go is incredible. Just the intensity of it, including this argument. They're saying if you're someone like Jay-Z or these others, getting kids out of the public school is immoral. They have to stay there in order to help the more vulnerable. Now, think about this. Think of these maniacs. They think a decision you should make as a parent or whomever is you got to keep your kid in these public schools that are inferior at best. Otherwise, it's immoral. You're letting down these. You're being held hostage, in other words. You shouldn't do the best thing for your kids. Now, I don't know about you. I'd debate you any day of the week on that. Your mission is to do the best thing for your child. Nothing wrong if you have the money or you get a scholarship or you do whatever of getting out of Dodge. They're arguing that's immoral. And with Jay-Z coming to town, now they're going after him. There must be money. There must be an agenda. I'm sure these women with Abbott Elementary are almost as bad in my mind. They're a little bit more sophisticated as the View. And it's subtle. You know, it's a funny show in some ways. It's in Philadelphia, my God. But they just are on the attack. They cannot wrap around this idea that Americans are tired of the big city public schools in particular, but most in general. They're not competitive. They're never going to be. They're always going to be like this. It doesn't matter how much money is placed in there. That's not going to matter in the end, maybe around the edges. All right, now here is a UAW, United Auto Workers, and I happen to see this today. Listen to this guy talk about how everything is so expensive today, but he's still voting for Biden. Because Trump has never done a hard day's work, and Trump couldn't possibly understand the common folk, the common union member. All Biden's ever done in his life was be a lifeguard with Corn Pop and be in the government. From 29 and a half, whatever he was elected to be a senator from this dopey state that loved the Bidens called Delaware, up until now. That's all he's done in his life is live off the government, live off us. And this guy thinks, well, Trump is rich. He couldn't understand. Here's a UAW worker.
Walter Robinson Jr. bets about 40% of his Ford co-workers are for Trump.
He's never done a hard day's work, not physical work like you do in the plant. He has a solid gold toilet at home. So, I mean, how can he really empathize with your life?
And when you say, wait, Joe Biden walked the picket line with us, Joe Biden's been a pro-union president.
They say that, you know, guns, gays, abortion, Sleepy Joe, Hunter Biden.
All right, kind of end it there. But, yeah, Trump can't understand. Trump has no sense of it. Now, this is such a harder sell. If you were Mitt Romney, it works with Mitt Romney. Just the whole presentation, just the whole deal. You know, you can pin that on Mitt Romney. Maybe on George W. Bush, even though it was harder once he went to Texas. Not going to be able to pin that on Trump. But this is all that they have. This is all that they're going to keep on trying to do. All right, let's go to Marilyn in Broomall. Hey, Marilyn, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dom.
Yes, go right ahead.
Just was calling about geniuses.
Okay.
And I want to keep it in Philadelphia, and I want to say Ben Franklin.
All right, what makes him a genius?
Oh, my gosh. He invented so many things. He was a philosopher, politician. He was, he didn't invent the, or discover the post office, but wasn't he like the first postmaster?
Yeah, I think he did that. Yep.
Yeah. He was extremely smart. He invented, so many things, bifocals, the lightning rod. And my favorite thing he invented was swim fins, believe it or not.
Look at that. All right. Nicely played. That's what we're looking for. The swim fins put you in the running there. That's good. All right. So we're looking either for a true genius or somebody held out there as smart and no way, you know, like the head of SEPTA.
Sarcastic genius.
Yeah. I think we had some sound.
Oh,
they won a national award. Yes.
Oh, I just got it. I heard a. Let me see if I can get the sound queued up, Tom.
Okay.
You're going to love this one. So this comes from Middle Bucks Mill on Twitter, Dom. He says,
yeah, my fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
Representative Hank Johnson, true genius.
Right. And after hearing that, because it's been played, we've played it hundreds of times, people still return him to the Congress every year in his district. There's genius. A guy who's afraid that Wildwood on Dom Giordano Day. Now it is going to be crowded. I have to admit, Dan, we haven't checked to see if Wildwood reaches their capacity on that day. We don't want to be responsible for tipping mulligans over into the back bay there on Hudson Avenue.
Just completely separates.
Yeah, it separates.
You know,
yeah, Mulligan separates from the rest of Wildwood.
How are you going to get back to North Wildwood, Dom?
There you go.
Also, David on Twitter says, Howard Eskin, and it's because he uses the word genius a lot. You know, he calls people
mocking people genius.
Yeah,
right,
but
yes,
Howard, I think he is a genius when it comes to covering, you know, sports media and all.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with most
How
of
else
his...
are you the number one name,
like, yeah,
covering this stuff for this long?
I kind of agree with him on a lot of things, and it sets the others off over there, so I kind of like that, yeah. All right, phone lines, you can get in right now, 855-839-1210. This Supreme Court decision is big because if it had gone the other way, or even if it had been mixed 5-4 or whatever, unanimous, though, the only thing in here they're jumping on is Kavanaugh said, well, look, this isn't the venue for this. That would be a political election. Whoever wins, then they move forward and set who the FDA director is. So we're going to have a battle over... I'm sure Democrats will be quoting Kavanaugh. It's not just the Supreme Court. Not only that, several have had to admit today, even Sonny Hostin, noted Viper on The View, the Supreme Court did pretty well here. Yeah, because it agrees with her, and it was unanimous, though, that everybody said, no, you cannot engage in this. You don't have standing. There was no injury to you. Now, I was waiting for this. I know it's easy to say once it passes, well, what's the big deal? Well, once it passes, is because of the idea that this is something they were counting on. They were counting on this big time to help them. A lot of stuff, funny stuff going on in Congress today with Trump there. Matt Gaetz noting the fun he had of Trump going back and forth with people like Mitch McConnell. He apparently called out Marjorie Taylor Greene, told her to ease up on Mike Johnson. Suddenly Trump is with Mike Johnson. That's an amazing alliance. We'll see how long that goes on. So, of course, they dropped the habitual January 6 ads today, simply because it's the first time President Trump has been back to the Capitol since then. All right, Mike Rowe, 2 o'clock. 1 o'clock, we'll talk Moms for Liberty. Tomorrow, we got a lot of special stuff going on, too, as we count down to Mulligan's and Dom G Day. It is amazing behind the scenes what people are coming in with. Now, on this abortion day, let me link it to something coming up. Politico, here we go again. Evangelicals want Trump. The only thing they want out of the VP is to pick an anti-abortion running mate. They will not let up. Trump is not going to listen to evangelicals on this stuff on abortion. You know, it's mangled the way he talked on abortion. He's all over the place. But he got the heart of it. Why would Trump see this correctly and a guy like DeSantis blow himself up with it? DeSantis, yeah, I'll sign the 6-week abortion thing. 6 weeks? He wanted to win in Iowa. He thought evangelicals there would go with him over Trump because he was giving. So I want your answer. Why would evangelicals stick with Trump? They're probably the biggest anti-abortion, you know, per capita percentage-wise. And yet they go with Trump, not DeSantis. Trump is vaguely saying states' rights, whatever the state wants to do. DeSantis gave them the 6 week, other than banning it completely. You can't do better than 6 weeks. Many women might not know they're pregnant at that point. 6 weeks. DeSantis, smart guy politically. He signed off on this. He thought it would make him golden in Iowa. Guess what? I'm thankful things have changed. Is it Trump? Or is it people have in their mind, you know what? This is all important. I'm pro-life, but we're not going to let them beat us on this. And maybe the Supreme Court thought about that. Dan, you're telling me goalposts are now moving to an Idaho Supreme Court case. Is this about the one about doctors' rights to perform abortion or not to have to do an abortion?
If you want to hear the framing firsthand, I have Alexis McGill Johnson. She's the Planned Parenthood CEO, and she essentially takes the ruling today and says, you know, that's not it. We got something coming up here. Yeah. She previews the next steps in the abortion fight.
Let's hear it. Yeah.
We're living in a reality now where 1 out of 3 women and more trans and non-binary folks no longer have access to abortion care in that state. That's 2 out of 3 black women who no longer have access to that care. And the devastation that we have already seen, right, knowing that abortion bans have made pregnancy more dangerous, that they have put at risk pregnancy outcomes for criminalization, and the impact to patients as well as providers in the communities, I think is also something that we need to really take a look at and reflect on 2 years, that has passed. And the idea that within those 2 years, we are back at the Supreme Court, not once, but twice this year, with this Miffy case, as well as the EMTALA case, right? The fact that the Supreme Court is also considering whether or not Idaho has the right to let patients die because they refuse to provide abortion care in state for patients who are desperately in need.
Oh, my God. The framing of that, they're just from another planet. I realize they're not going to give up on it. We know that. But again, Trump has done as well as you can do to disarm this. And the Republican platform is going to say it's a states matter. They've never said that. That is revolutionary. And what are the pro-life groups going to do about this? I mean, the ones that are just not getting it, that you win hearts and minds here, we're not going to win just by overwhelming people with laws. They're going to have to put up with it. That's what's going to happen here. I'm looking at 5, maybe 6 of the G7 leaders. He's the other, trying to point him where he's supposed to go. And he keeps on moving all over there. Yeah, 6 of them. They're pointing over here. They're going like that. What in the world? I don't even think that's cognitive decline. It's just bizarre that he always doesn't know where to go. Just go. They're telling him, just go anywhere. What does it matter? Or just follow somebody else. You know, just slowly follow them and you're fine. My God. All right, 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you push pound 1210. He also said we're developing a railway line from Angola to the Indian Ocean. I didn't look that up, but I got to tell you, that doesn't sound right there.
I mean, it's possible.
Yeah, well, I mean, Mitzi Hirano.
Maisie.
Maisie Hirano. That's right, it is Maisie.
Yeah, come on. Name.
From Hawaii, wanted to or believe that we had a railway line to Honolulu, apparently, from California. So maybe Biden's picking up on that.
You know, he also gave a shout-out to Fink.
The BlackRock guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy. Menace, another genius, that guy.
Mr. Fink, I call you Larry, I'm calling you Mr. Fink. But we go back a long way at BlackRock and Mr. Nadella of Microsoft.
What the heck? Now, that Fink guy is the menace of menaces, Dan. We've had people on talking about, who do we have on that knew the whole inside of that when they were cheering for the Chinese dictator? He's the guy.
Well, I think it was centered around the central bank digital currency as well, too.
Oh, okay.
CBDCs.
Yeah, it may have been that. Yeah, this is the guy. You put him and Bill Gates in a room together, we're all in trouble.
Yeah, he's the guy pretty much buying up all the properties and writing all the ESG ratings that companies have to comply with.
He's the big guy. Dave in Jersey's next on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Dave, good afternoon.
What's up, Dom?
Hi, Dave.
How you doing today?
Good.
Who's that union clown? You don't know what he's talking about. Does he know how to read?
Well, yeah, that's that's it. That's why we played him. This is the attitude. He thought it was only 40% of his union brethren support Trump. I think it's higher.
Just read about Trump's family. Trump banged nails when he was a kid. His father put him to work at like 14 years old. Worked on construction site building houses in Brooklyn and Queens and apartment buildings, you know?
Well, yeah, thank you, Dave. That's one of the reasons why he is so hard. With Mitt Romney, these guys can do it. Joe Biden, I'm the middle class, you know, the Feenies, the Bidens, all that nonsense for 50 years. Mitt Romney's over there in the top hat. You know, he can't connect on this. I mean, he's a nice enough guy, but that's it. Republicans get boxed in with this. Trump, you can't box in. Just the same thing I told you with DeSantis and Trump. How is it DeSantis is on the wrong side of the abortion issue? And all that he says is he is pro-life and that's it, indicating Trump is not. So we're already seeing articles today. Now what are evangelicals going to do? Here we go again. Trump and the Supreme Court not sticking up on abortion. Now, they did exactly the right thing here. I'm surprised it was unanimous. I thought maybe a Clarence Thomas, maybe an Alito, more Clarence Thomas, somebody like that might have written an opinion on the other side. But now we're out of the woods on this. They're still going to keep at it. There is that Idaho case, but I don't see that of quite the same magnitude here. So they're going to continue to talk abortion. And Trump will take away democracy. Why? Well, what else? What else is the burning issue? What can they pitch? Now, the markets yesterday, we saw that inflation month over month was, I think, a tenth of a point potentially less than they thought. And they immediately talked, now that we've gotten inflation under control, you know the definition of that. It's not the rate. It's the long-term impact of that. When is that going to get under control? Well, certainly not with Joe Biden. And people know it. That's not going to go away. Neither is illegal immigration. We've seen that play out this week. Matt in Downingtown, next. Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Don.
Hi.
So I was listening to the to the union rep, and my question is, why does everything always have to go to the gays, the guns, and abortion? It's their only number one talking point. I'm a moderate conservative, I'd call myself. I'm not concerned about that stuff. I don't care about my neighbors. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I don't say that selfishly. I care about my kids and I care about my family. Don't impose on me and I won't impose on you, but it's like the Democrats, that's the only talking point that they can end a conversation on now is, well, the guns, the gays, and the people who are pro-abortion are going to disagree with you. Well, I'm a Trump supporter, and those three topics are of the less of my concerns right now.
I think that's the same way for a lot of people. We don't see a firestorm of people out there today, Matt, going nuts against Trump in the Supreme Court. I am thrilled. I don't know about you. I'm thrilled because, to me, I'm just looking at the formula to win here. And I was scared to death, 5-4 or something like that, they were going to ban this today. And then that's all that we would hear, not just this election. They try to squeeze two or three more elections out of it.
That's exactly right.
And now it's a dud. It's even hard to get people to talk about it, which is a good thing here. And the fact that it's unanimous, how is this a rogue Supreme Court if they all could agree on something this consequential?
Something singular that brought them together to agree upon. It's greater than our average good. So... I'm talking with colleagues of mine and friends of mine, and that's the number one issue that they want to bring up, and it's kind of getting frustrating. So, but on the side topic, yes. Alexander Graham Bell, I hate my phone. I hate it with a passion.
Right.
I know that phones are such a topic of demise, but it's an everyday necessity, whether we want to agree to it or not. So,
without a doubt, that is a good one, Matt. Not great call, too. By the way, Dan, I was going to save this for Reading, Writing, and Reason, but Finland has been said to have the best school system in the world, and you know, all kinds of stats. Hmm. Now it's going downhill the last 2 or 3 years. They gave smartphones to every kid in the lower grades in Finland for some reason.
That was dumb.
And now they're dummies. Well, you know, not Philadelphia public school level yet. They're going to have to give I don't know what they'd have to give kids to get them to that level, but they're getting there.
I mean, another point to yours is the Starlink story about the African tribe that teenagers were given access to the internet, and now they don't want to hunt. They don't want to do anything besides surf the web and, you know, look at images.
Well, that was more yours. Yes. Look at pornographic images. Yes. That's right. Nice research work there. All right. 855.
Internet, the downfall of civilization.
There you go. Well, Al Gore invented it, so that's a reason
blame
why.
Al.
Coming up, what are Trump's chances by a variety of these groups that place the odds at being elected president? Is it really 50-50 at this point in time? What are the odds? Just got the word here, breathless. I'm looking to say this is from Wildwood. Hashtag with the Wildwood Information Office.
Ooh.
Dom Day.
Oh, there's a hashtag.
There's a hashtag Dom
hashtag?
Day. Yes, I finally got
where?
It here. Yes. Well, I guess on their Twitter.
Okay, I'm going to find it.
Yeah,
sorry.
So we can find it. At least that's a message. I'll forward it to you, and you could track this down. It says, happy to support you, Dom. Hashtag Dom Day.
Wow.
Is it? I'm breathless here to see if we finally made it.
They have like five different Twitters. I'm trying to find.
Okay, all right. All right. So we hope that's up. That's how big of a deal this has gone now. I don't know about the billboards coming on Rio Grande Avenue.
I mean, it's definitely somewhere. I just don't know where.
Okay. All right. As long as we'll find it. We'll certify that. All right. We've been talking about the big Supreme Court decision, and it is big. Now, usually the Supreme Court decision, when it's big, it's because people are outraged. Well, those on the left, deep down, are happy about this, even though they're trying to pretend there's some fly in the ointment. And those on the right, I think, are saying, you know what? We're going to get over that finish line. This helps us to do it. That's what it's about. Some of the pro-life groups put out statements, how awful this is, etc. But immediately, Politico and these others go to evangelical groups, and they claim now, here's the outcome of this. They're saying, Well, now they're going to demand, with this loss and what Trump has said, we're going to need somebody who is staunchly pro-life. I mean, really out there, in order to be the VP choice. Well, that would be DeSantis. You're not getting DeSantis. Trump is not going to go anywhere near this. He's played it skillfully. Let me go to Gary in Newtown, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Gary. Afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dom. How are you, sir?
Good.
You know, today it struck me like a bolt of lightning when you were making your case about Ron DeSantis. And I was for Ron DeSantis way early on, and I believe that he did the right thing by signing the six-week bill because that's what his voters wanted. Although politically, you are correct, he signed his own death sentence with respect to his ability to run for government probably for the rest of his life, as long as we have this issue on the table.
I think you're right. And the polling Gallup today, because of this, Gary's got a big poll, and I think they're accurate, that America has gone pro-choice, at least in a vague way, not to the extreme. And when you say 6 weeks, they're not going to hear anything else.
I'm pro-life, and I've always been pro-well, I can't say that. I'm pro-life for the last 35, 40 years of my life, until I knew, like I learned better. Because, like, in high school, it was tissue. It wasn't a thing. And my feeling is that the more technology that we get every year that proves that whatever is in there is a life, you're right, 6 weeks is way too early. But at some point, definitively, 6 weeks is going to be the case eventually. But we have to win the hearts and minds of the people that we have out there voting today.
That's what it is. That's it. Winning hearts and minds, not just putting a law in that they can overturn and all that. Gary, who's the genius, tongue-in-cheek or otherwise?
I'm going to give you a choice. Do you want to go serious or go funny?
Go funny. We want to go funny today.
I'm going to go with the super genius, Wile E. Coyote.
Exactly right. Yes, that's a very good one. All right, coming up, we're going to talk with Moms for Liberty. Now, how is this as a deal? Jimmy Matthews will come to Dom Day. I guess there's some uptick there. People would like to see this guy and say President Trump. So, Dan, I could say former President Trump because you would have in unison, I'm sure you would get the whole group to stop drinking and in chorus to Jimmy Matthews say President Donald J. Trump, right? So, Jimmy, come down there.
It'd be hilarious just hearing the crowd every time you said President Trump because of Jimmy Matthews. They'd be yelling out, former!
Yeah, exactly. All right, so we'll do something special for you, Jimmy. It'll be a lot of fun. I haven't met you in person that I know of.
Would we bring him on air, or we just...
Oh, sure.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll play with this. Yeah. It's one of the show's sub-themes.
Do you think you could honestly say former President Trump throughout the entire show?
No, I will slip up intentionally.
We like come to a common ground and say future President Trump?
There you go. All right, there you go. All right, 855-839-1210. Moms for Liberty next. Mike Rowe Biden, and people know it. That's not going to go away. Neither is illegal immigration. We've seen that play out this week. Matt in Downingtown next. Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Doc.
Hi.
So I was listening to the to the union rep, and my question is, why does everything always have to go to the gays, the guns, and abortion? It's their only number one talking point. I'm a moderate conservative, I'd call myself. I'm not concerned about that stuff. I don't care about my neighbors. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I don't say that selfishly. I care about my kids and I care about my family. Don't impose on me and I won't impose on you. But it's like the Democrats, that's the only talking point that they can end a conversation on now. The guns, the gays, and the people who are pro-abortion are going to disagree with you. Well, I'm a Trump supporter. And those three topics are of the less of my concerns right now.
I think that's the same way for a lot of people. We don't see a firestorm of people out there today, Matt, going nuts against Trump and the Supreme Court. I am thrilled. I don't know about you. I'm thrilled because, to me, I'm just looking at the formula to win here. And I was scared to death 5-4 or something like that. They were going to ban this today. And then that's all that we would hear, not just this election. They try to squeeze 2 or 3 more elections out of it.
That's exactly right.
And now it's a dud. It's even hard to get people to talk about it, which is a good thing here. And the fact that it's unanimous, how is this a rogue Supreme Court if they all could agree on something this consequential?
Something singular that brought them together to agree upon. It's greater than our average good. So I'm talking with colleagues of mine and friends of mine. And that's the number one issue that they want to bring up. And it's kind of getting frustrating. So, but on the side topic, yes. Alexander Graham Bell, I hate my phone. I hate it with a passion.
Right.
I know that phones are such a topic of demise, but it's an everyday necessity, whether we want to agree to it or not. So
without a doubt, that is a good one, Matt. Not great call too. By the way, Dan, I was going to save this for Read 'em, Writing and Reason, but Finland has been said to have the best school system in the world, and you know, all kinds of stats. Now it's going downhill the last 2 or 3 years. They gave smartphones to every kid in the lower grades in Finland for some reason.
That was dumb.
And now they're dummies. Well, you know, not Philadelphia public school level yet. They're going to have to give every, I don't know what they'd have to give kids to get them to that level, but they're getting there.
I mean, another point to yours is the Starlink story about the African tribe that teenagers were given access to the internet, and now they don't want to hunt. They don't want to do anything besides surf the web and, you know, look at images.
Well, that was more yours. Yes, look at pornographic images.
Yes,
that's
right.
Nice research work there. All right. 855.
Internet, the downfall of civilization, Dom.
There you go. Well, Al Gore invented it, so that's a reason
Al.
Why. Coming up, what are Trump's chances by a variety of these groups that place the odds at being elected president? Is it really 50-50 at this point in time? What are the odds? Just got the word here, breathless. I'm looking to say this is from Wildwood. Hashtag with the Wildwood Information Office.
Ooh.
Dom Day.
Oh, there's a hashtag.
There's a hashtag Dom
Day. Hashtag?
Yes, I finally got it.
Where?
Yes. Well, I guess on their Twitter.
Okay, I'm going to find it.
Yeah, see if you can find it. At least that's a message. I'll forward it to you, and you could track this down. It says, happy to support you, Dom. Hashtag Dom Day.
Wow.
Is it? I'm breathless here to see if we finally made it.
They have like 5 different Twitters. I'm trying to find.
All right. So we hope that's up. That's how big of a deal this has gone now. I don't know about the billboards coming on Rio Grande Avenue.
I mean, it's definitely somewhere. I just don't know where.
Okay. All right. As long as we'll find it. We'll certify that. All right. We've been talking about the big Supreme Court decision, and it is big. Now, usually the Supreme Court decision, when it's big, it's because people are outraged. Well, those on the left, deep down, are happy about this, even though they're trying to pretend there's some fly in the ointment. And those on the right, I think, are saying, you know what? We're going to get over that finish line. This helps us to do it. That's what it's about. Some of the pro-life groups put out statements, how awful this is, etc. But immediately, Politico and these others go to evangelical groups, and they claim now, here's the outcome of this. They're saying, well, now they're going to demand, with this loss and what Trump has said, we're going to need somebody who is staunchly pro-life, I mean really out there, in order to be the VP choice. Well, that would be DeSantis. You're not getting DeSantis. Trump is not going to go anywhere near this. He's played it skillfully. Let me go to Gary in Newtown, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Gary. Afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dom. How are you, sir?
Good.
You know, today it struck me like a bolt of lightning when you were making your case about Ron DeSantis. And I was for Ron DeSantis way early on. And I believe that he did the right thing by signing the 6-week bill because that's what his voters wanted. Although politically, you are correct, he signed his own death sentence with respect to his ability to run for government probably for the rest of his life, as long as we have this issue on the table.
I think you're right. And the polling Gallup today, because of this, Gary's got a big poll, and I think they're accurate, that America has gone pro-choice, at least in a vague way, not to the extreme. And when you say 6 weeks, they're not going to hear anything else.
I'm pro-life, and I've always been pro-well, I can't say that. I'm pro-life for the last 35, 40 years of my life until I knew, like I learned better. Because, like, in high school, it was tissue. It wasn't a thing. And my feeling is that the more technology that we get every year that proves that whatever is in there is a life, you're right, 6 weeks is way too early. But at some point, definitively, 6 weeks is going to be the case eventually. But we have to win the hearts and minds of the people that we have out there voting
today.
That's
what it is. That's it. Winning hearts and minds, not just putting a law in that they can overturn and all that. Gary, who's the genius, tongue-in-cheek or otherwise?
I'm going to give you a choice. Do you want to go serious or go funny?
Go funny. We want to go funny today.
I'm going to go with the super genius, Wile E. Coyote.
Exactly right. Yes, that's a very good one. All right, coming up, we're going to talk with Moms for Liberty. Now, how is this as a deal? Jimmy Matthews will come to Dom Day. I guess there's some uptick there. People would like to see this guy and say President Trump. So, Dan, I could say former President Trump because you would have in unison, I'm sure you would get the whole group to stop drinking and in chorus to Jimmy Matthews say President Donald J. Trump, right? So, Jimmy, come down there. And
it'd be hilarious just hearing the crowd every time you said President Trump because of Jimmy Matthews. They'd be yelling out, former!
Yeah, exactly. All right, so we'll do something special for you, Jimmy. It'll be a lot of fun. I haven't met you in person that I know of.
Would we bring him on air, or we just...
Oh, sure.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, we'll play with this. It's one of the show's sub-themes.
Do you think you could honestly say former President Trump throughout the entire show?
No, I will slip up intentionally.
We like come to a common ground and say future President Trump?
There you go. All right, there you go. All right, 855-839-1210. Moms for Liberty next. Mike Rowe, you're going to want to see this film. I watched it last night. He'll come up at 2 o'clock, just a great American. Was he on the short list for RFK Jr.? We'll find out as the show unfolds on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3. From Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.